This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. Mexico's Consul General in Austin told state lawmakers on Monday that Texas has more to lose than any other state if President Trump keeps his promise to overhaul NAFTA. The diplomat also said there are areas Mexico is willing to negotiate. At the Texas Capitol, Mexican Consul General Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez reminded a committee of state representatives that the economies of Texas and Mexico are interdependent. 40% of U.S. exports to Mexico come from Texas.
What you sell to my country is worth 6% of your GDP, compared to 1.3% nationally. That is why, Mr. Chairman, when people in this country talk about the need to renegotiate NAFTA, Texans should be extremely concerned.
During his presidential campaign, Donald Trump promised to scrap the trade deal or negotiate more favorable terms for the United States. But last month, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto started the clock on negotiations by kicking off a 90-day period of consultations with Mexican businesses. Now, NAFTA talks among the U.S., Mexico, and Canada are expected to begin in May.
It has been said that NAFTA has taken away jobs from the U.S. to Mexico. That is a misperception.
At the state capitol, economists joined Consul General Gutierrez in trying to shoot down claims by President Trump that the NAFTA trade deal signed 24 years ago led to manufacturing jobs being lost in Texas and the United States.
Since NAFTA was signed, U.S. jobs linked to trade with Mexico grew from 700,000 to around 5 million.
An economist from the Woodrow Wilson International Center in Washington said technology, not NAFTA, is the biggest reason for the loss of manufacturing jobs. And international economist Russell Green from Rice University delivered a lesson on what could happen to cross-border supply chains. That's companies in Texas and Mexico that ship products back and forth without tariffs to create other products that are cost-effective enough to compete with products in Asia.
So what happens if misguided trade policy shuts U.S. firms off from the cross-border supply chains? Well, first, all our competitors in Asia and Europe will be very happy. They will continue to use cross-border supply chains, so U.S. manufacturers will become less competitive and lose market share domestically and abroad.
While Mexico doesn't want to completely renegotiate NAFTA, Consul General Gutierrez says Mexico would be open to developing cross-border regulations for some of the areas that weren't addressed in the original trade pact, for energy, e-commerce and the internet, and for service sectors like banking and insurance.
There's plenty of room if we want to improve and update NAFTA. And
the president Gutierrez specifically mentioned Texans who travel to Mexico for health care, but he declined to say whether allowing U.S. citizens to use health insurance benefits in Mexico is one of the issues that could be on the table. Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.